Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Pirkei, lists Asar Nisyonus, Niso Vaseinus, Hamakom Bamidbar, Shemar Vainasu, Si Ze Eser Pa'amim, Vloshamu Bekoili. The Gemara in Erechin lists what exactly the 10 Nisyonus were, all the 10 times of Klal Yisrael in the Midbar, where Menas Hashem went against Ratzon Hashem, provoked Hashem, and it's based on a Pasuk, and Furusha Pasuk in last week's Parsha, Vainasu, Si Ze Eser Pa'amim. It bothered me last week. The pasuk itself is accurate. The pasuk itself is talking in Parashat Shlach, where the Meraglim were the tenth of the Nisyonos Nisav Vaseinus Hamakom. But how can the Mishnah say that Bechlal there were only Asar Nisyonos Nisav Vaseinus Hamakom? Parashat Korach is Mali of Nisyonos, full of mistakes that Klal Yisrael made, more Puranius, affecting Klal Yisrael. So overall, how can we say that they were Asar Nisyonos, not more, not less? Befrat, the Tosfos says in Bava Basra, Kuf Yutes, that the Maisa Korach happened immediately after the Meraglim, with Mamish, the same Dor, the same people. Should be many more than 10. So to answer, I just want to just read the Pesukim and the Perek Yitzayin. And the Perek Yitzayin, after Klal Yisrael suffers from all of the Peronius in Parashas Korach, they come to Moshe Rabbeinu and they say, "Hein govanu avadnu kulanu avadnu." We're dying. Kol akari v'akari al mishkan Hashem yamus haim tamnu ligvaya. And in a very interesting twist, Klal Yisrael says to Moshe Rabbeinu, "We're concerned that whoever comes closer to mishkan Hashem is going to die, and that'll be the end. Haim tamnu ligvaya. We're mufkar l'misa." We're dying already, and we're going to die further if we come closer to the Mishkan Hashem. They seem to be concerned about the potential of dying when coming into the Mishkan Biri Kanis. And in response to that, we have the whole Perek Yudches, the mitzvah of Shmiras Mikdash, which at least in part is there to protect Klal Yisrael from their concern of entering in the Mishkan in the wrong time and being punished by Misa. it's a difficult passage to understand. Klal Yisrael were punished many times. Taka, there were many misas that happened. Gevia, Evadon. Why is the thing that they're concerned about now the Mishkan Hashem? That becomes now the source of their fears that maybe that is going to vayter bring misa upon us. Reb Chaim brings from Medrash that a person who's been bitten by a snake, everything he sees is a snake, implying that the taka wasn't such a real concern. It was something that was in their minds. They now were so afraid because of all the things that transpired that they interpreted every possibility of Misa as something that they have to be scared of. Maybe you could just see Masber a little more, Davka, why the where this fear came from. If you look at the Targum, Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Chav Zayin, the Pasuk again says, Hein govanu, avadnu, kulanu, avadnu. So the Targum, and those three lashonos of dying, Haminona katolas charba, Haminona bulos ara, Haminona demisu b'moysana. Targum says three things. Some of us were killed by cherev, some of us were swallowed by the ground, and some of us were died in a magefa. Misana. So, if you look back at the parasha, the chira, the misana, is the most recent one. That's what happened in the magefa when Klal Yisrael said, "Atem amitem es am Hashem." Bloas ara is obviously the psichas pia aretz that swallowed up Korach, Dasan, Vaviram. And the zakatolas charba. There's a mention of a cherev. The Tosfos in Bava Basra Kuf Yutes understands that that's going back to the end of Parashat Shlach. The end of Parashat Shlach, there were Mapilim who went to Eretz Yisrael against the Kosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon, and they were killed. Vayakum ve'aksum al harma. They were killed by the Amorim b'cherev. So that's the mashmos of Minana Katolas Charba. It really has to in its targum minei bei. There's one clear mission, something that's being left out here, and that is the misa of the masai mechamishim ish makriv akteris. There's no mention of minana ktala sashasa, which would be referring to that misa. And Takan Targum Yonis ben Uziel, he is Metargum going on the Eish of the Makriva Keteris. But in Targum Unklus, it's a Ha'ara why that one is skipped over. Perhaps you can Matzia that Makriva Keteris were different than all the other ones, and that they were actually warned ahead of time that this would be a mechuyachi of misa. They were told that if you do b'makav victorious and you're not the one Kadosh Baruch Hu's boicher, and everyone else will die. So they were told ahead of time. There's nothing that Klal Yisrael could come now and say that people are dying. We're concerned that we're going to keep dying. Those people that died in the makriv victorious who died not just because as a punishment to the avera, but they died because they chose something that risked being killed. So Kenzan, that's why it's not included in Klal Yisrael's Taina. But the things that are here in the Pasuk are all the other Peronius that happened from the time of the Meraglim. The Mapilim, Ketolos Charba, the Blias Arav, Dasan Aviram, and Misa B'Maisana, the Magefa. Kibshutev, Klal Yisrael is listing these Peronius and saying that we are now concerned going forward that kol hakarev hakarev mishkan Hashem yamus. The problem shad is the Chazal that Klal Yisrael are interpreting that the sherish of all these peronius of all these misais that happened was a ratzon of a ratzon on the part of Klal Yisrael to be karev al Hashem. If there's any connection between all these peronius and the next bakasha they're about to make, it's because the same way that we are now concerned about someone wanting to enter the Mishkan at the wrong time, the wrong place, that it's that same sherish that brought about all these peronius that we experienced. Rashi brings in Parashat Yisro, before Matan Torah, the Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Reid ha'ed ba'am, pen yeresu, that if you don't warn the people prior to Matan Torah, they may run up to Har Sinai. So Rashi, there's a musak of being so drawn to the kurva al Hashem that a person may even do what he would he knows to be wrong because of that desire to be miskayev al Hashem. So the chayr of Klal Yisrael is saying now is that all these things that happened to us, the mapilim, the blias haaretz, the Magefa, these were all products of the Ratzon of the Klal to be Miskarev al Hashem. Mapilim was a Ratzon to go into Eretz Yisrael after it was already too late. The whole Maisa of Parshas Korach, the whole Machlokes Korach came beside it because of a Ratzon of Klal Yisrael of Kol Ha'ida Kulam Kadeshim, of a desire that shouldn't be reserved for the select few. And the Magefa also, Atam Mitam Asam Hashem. The Klal Yisrael were convinced, even after all the Nisim, that really the Bikush of Klal Yisrael was still richtig, was still accurate. Tamitim is Am Hashem, because all these things are coming from the same place of wanting Dveikus Hashem, wanting Kuru Hashem. It could be that's the Chiluk. He says the Chiluk between the Asar Nisyonos Shnisu Avaseinu Samakum. Mishnah Pirkei Avos. Those 10 things were all, one way or the other, testing Kadosh Baruch Hu. Since Klal Yisrael wasn't comfortable with their matzah of Kurva Hashem, and were testing as a means of, like Rashi says, there was a to'ena humavakish. It was a means of an excuse, somehow to find an excuse why being Am Hashem is not has chesrenus to it. They're trying to point out all the flaws, all the concerns that they had with being in their new matzah of being the Am Hashem. And that was a type of avera which was referred to as menaseh samakum. You're testing Kosh Baruch Hu. You're testing to see if it's really so good, if it's really good to be in the matzav that you're in. By contrast, everything that happened after the Meraglim was the end. It was Vainaso Sizeh Serpam, and that was the end, the last of the Nisyonis. There were more mistakes that Klal Yisrael made, but those mistakes were in the opposite direction. Those mistakes were all Begeder Kol Akari V'Akar of Mishkan Hashem. But there was the Mapilim, there was Adas Kerach. All those mistakes came from a desire to be closer to Kosh Baruch Hu. Perhaps it was dafka because of the Meraglim, because of the Gezerah, the Klal Yisrael were woken up to what they had given up when they were chote. But whatever it is, the toichen of these averus, the toichen of these peronius that happened in Kashas Korach and end of Parshas Shlach, were all about Klal Yisrael's tshuka to be miskarev al Hashem. It's a different type of chet, and that different type of chet that Hagamah was still wrong. It was still brought about Kloya and Churban. In the end, was just an expression of Klal Yisrael's Ratzon to be miskarev.